vienen de acá. Hombres, niños y mujeres, el esfuerzo siempre haremos. Campesinos, los obreros, todos juntos por el pueblo. Vamos, vamos, vamos. Porque nuestra patria grita y necesita de todo el esfuerzo de los zapatistas.
You're listening to Radio Zapatista Chiapas No Se Olvida, bringing the revolution to your ears. We're broadcasting live, as usual, from our studio at the New College, that's 780 Valencia Street, in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco, La Otra Califas. The studio is always open to the public, so if you happen to be in the neighborhood looking to get some beers or eat some taquitos, pues come on by, check it out, participate a little bit. We always love our audience in the studio. I'm Daniel. And tonight we've got Patty and Marianne with us in the studio. We're going to be doing some talking about Chiapas. Also Pedro Reyes on the ones and twos. And we have a special guest tonight, who's actually not really a special guest because he's always here. Alejandro Reyes just came back from Chiapas. He was participating in an international commission checking out what's going on with land occupations, paramilitary land occupations and encroachment on Zapatista territory. That's going to be the main focus of our program tonight. So I think without further ado, we're going to get right into it. I don't know if you guys want to say hi right now.
Hello.
Buenas noches.
We have an audio that Alejandro's brought for us that comes from...
This is the Junta de Buen Gobierno, the Good Government Council of Morelia, which is the first place that we visited, and we're going to listen to what the Good Government Council has to say about this situation in Chiapas.
A los hermanos y hermanas, los que están presentes aquí, nacional e internacional, nosotros como autoridades...
To all brothers and sisters, international and national, we as authorities of the Good Government Council, Corazón del Arcoíris de la Esperanza, Caracol 4, Torbellino de la Palabra, want to tell you about the problems we're facing in various municipalities of our Caracol. All of this related to the organization of OBDIC, who has been harassing our civilian compañeros from the ECLN.
Donde más hay presencia, el municipio Olga Isabel, en la montaña, el municipio de...
Their greatest presence is in the municipality of Olga Isabel, in the region of La Montaña, in the municipality 17 de Noviembre and in Vicente Guerrero. OBDIC stands for Organization for the Defense of Indigenous and Peasants' Rights. Their main goals are to invade the land covered during the Zapatista uprising in
1994.
Mr. Pedro Chulín is the leader of that organization, who is promoting this situation in order to lead us to a confrontation among indigenous people.
Pero ese señor Pedro Chulín tiene este contacto con los gobiernos estatal.
But Mr. Chulín has contact with the state government and the army. They are paramilitary groups.
Nosotros hemos recibido tantas amenazas de ellos. Nos han enviado...
We have received many threats from them. They have sent us letters with a break-off dialogue with the Good Government Councils and the ECLN. And they tell us that if we do not leave our land, they will take other actions and will not be held responsible.
Pero no seremos responsables. Pero nosotros lo estamos tratando de ver cómo
We are trying to solve these agrarian problems, but we won't hand the land to them because these are recovered lands for which a lot of blood was spilt.
Para recuperarlo se ha derramado mucha sangre de nuestros hermanos, nuestros compañeros caídos, y por eso no los vamos a entregar en las manos. Estamos conscientes y dispuestos para defender la tierra recuperada.
We are ready to defend our land. Army and its leaders report to us every action by OPIC, and we as authorities have decided to resist by denouncing these actions.
¿Qué medidas vamos a tomar como juntas? Y como nosotros como autoridades tomamos la decisión de hacer una denuncia.
So, let's start this denunciation. Alejandro, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you were doing there? I mean, how was this trip? What did you do? Where did you go? What did you see?
Well, the situation in Chiapas is getting alarmingly worse every day, and the juntas de buen gobierno, the good government councils in Chiapas, have been denouncing this for some time. And so this is getting very little visibility outside of Chiapas and outside of the people that receive these denunciations, who are people involved with Zapatismo. So we felt that there was a need to organize an international delegation to go down there to talk to the people in the Juntas de Buen Gobierno, in the good government councils and the municipalities, and go to the communities that are facing these problems to actually see that, talk to the people, document them, document these actions and bring them out to the world. And so what we had was a delegation of about 20 people with representatives from Spain, Greece, Germany, France, there was a Turkish person, Mexico, and the U.S., Radio Zapatista representing the U.S. And what we did was we went first to the Caracol of Morelia, where we talked to the good government council. This is a short excerpt of the talk that we had with them. This was a long talk of about an hour where they explained to us the situation. And then they gave us a list of places to go visit, and they organized this tour for us to go visit a number of municipalities and communities that are facing this aggressions from the OPTIC.
So what can you tell us? I mean, what we're seeing is a strategy. It's a really interesting strategy that involves a paramilitary organization, the OPTIC, that's working in conjunction with government agencies, right? Like, this isn't just a paramilitary thing. This is a collusion between the government and paramilitary organization that, you know, we've seen in the past. The government has given paramilitary organizations weapons. The army has been, you know, hooking them up for years. What's the specific strategy? How are they getting the land? How are they trying to get the land from the Zapatista communities?
Yeah, absolutely. As we heard the people from the Good Government Council, this is not just a paramilitary organization working on its own. This is in very tight connection to both the state and the federal governments and the military. And I should mention multinational business who are trying to get a hold of lands that are very wealthy in terms of natural resources, wood mainly, but also water and minerals. And so the way this is working is there's a collusion between the paramilitary groups. These are indigenous peoples, many of them former Zapatistas who have split up for various reasons, among them pressures from the OPTIC to join this organization. So a collusion of this organization with the state government, who is promoting their growth, and very importantly, Reforma Agraria, the agrarian reform. This is the government organism for land reform that in theory should be benefiting landless peasants.
That's really interesting because, you know, when we talk about this, I start thinking about other land occupations or getting, you know, the state organizations or multinational corporations getting land away from people. What's going on in Tepito in Mexico City right now, you know, even what's happening here on this side of the border, South Central Farm, that kind of thing. But what makes this a different situation is exactly what you're talking about, the concept of the ejido. And the importance of the ejido in the Mexican Revolution. So I don't know. I mean, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
This is very interesting. And I think maybe we should talk very specifically about one community, because this one community exemplifies what is happening. The first community that we went to see was, well, we actually talked to the leaders of the municipality of Vicente Guerrero, who talked to us about the community of Nancy, who is facing a very specific problem. Each region has a very different type of problem. But their situation exemplifies how this is working. Nancy is made up of 19 different sections. Each of them consists of 52 hectares. And these sections, they were all Zapatistas at one point in 2000. About half of the population, for various reasons, split up. And they left Zapatismo. Soon thereafter, they joined the OPTIC, right? The Good Government Council gave them the land that they had, that they already had, and gave them a title for that land, which is about half of the land. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden now, they're trying to take all of the land away from the Zapatistas, right? And so what they do is they start harassing and invading and destroying the milpas, the cornfields, and so on. But at the same time, they go to agrarian reform and request that the entire 19 sections become an ejido. An ejido is something that was constituted in the revolution as a means of giving the land back to the peasants. Ejidos would be communal lands that could not be sold, and therefore was a way of guaranteeing property rights of indigenous people against the incursion of large business.
Right.
In 1992, with neoliberalism, the constitution was changed, and so now ejidos can be sold, right? And so today, the OBDIC goes and requests agrarian reform. The ejidos, the agrarian reform supports this, and they're very openly supporting the request by OBDIC. When they become an ejido, then PROCEDE, which is a new government program to privatize these lands, comes in. They sell the lands, and large enterprises come in and begin exploiting wood and so on.
That's where we see those resources come into play. And we were talking with Gustavo Castro last week about the different resources, the mahogany wood and the fresh water that's in Chiapas, that's really valuable to these companies.
The situation is very, very serious because this is happening in most of Zapatista territory, not all. And the threat is, you know, they're trying both to take the land away from the Zapatistas, but also to do it in a way that provokes resistance. The Zapatistas have said, we're not going to give this land back, as we heard in the audio, because this land, we fought for it, people died, we have been building autonomy in this land and building a different way of living in this land for the last 12 years. We're not going to give it up. But at the same time, the OBDIC is trying to provoke a violent reaction, a defense through weapons, so that the incursion by the military can be justified. And so we have a very, very tense and very dangerous situation that I think all of us throughout the world need to be very careful to try to defend.
That's exactly right. And it's very complicated. It must be extremely complicated for the Zapatista communities to figure out what they need to do, what they're going to do in response to these incursions. Let's go to a quick music break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Marianne and Bati about the background of this whole situation.
Cuánto amo la revolución. Cuánto amo la revolución.
Produciendo luz y alumbrados a vela. Suena una vieja canción en las conciencias. Una única raza con distintas lenguas. En cualquier parte del globo hay pueblos en resistencia. Memoria de saqueo tatuada en sus huesos. En la selva no crece la munición. Quien entra armado sale en horizontal. Cuando no han dejado nada, solo te queda luchar.
Como una luz en una noche sin luna. Miles de ojos, un camino, una lucha. Empujando juntos,
movemos más.
Gigantes de siete leguas dieron un paso atrás.
Arriesgando su vida para evitarnos el miedo. Construyen desde abajo con los pies bien en el suelo.
Árboles grandes, raíces, surcan el mar.
Cosechan ejemplos de lucha sin dignidad.
Ni locos vigilan, sigilosos. Trabajan sin descanso, codo a codo, tras el trastantojo.
No esbozan sus sueños con sollozos. Aunan sus fuerzas y llevan pañuelos rojos.
Que tiñó la sangre derramada de la sucia historia del mundo. No deja de suceder.
Y pocos libros cuentan que hay corazones que no han dejado de latir.
De Berlín a Lavapiés,
siguiendo la cesta, sumando esfuerzos.
We're here talking about the encroachment by paramilitary organizations into Zapatista land, and Bati and Marianne have been doing a little bit of a background research on this stuff. So I don't know if you want to talk about what's been going on historically. I mean, what are you seeing there, Bati? What can you tell us about the situation?
Well, more than anything, I want to reiterate what the compañeros stated this January in the mesas of Tierra and Territorio, land and territory, which was pretty much what Alejandro has stated, and that has been the problem for a time now, you know, when the lands have been divided into ejidos, communal lands, and small properties.
When you're talking about the mesas, you're talking about the Oventic event?
Yes, it's right. The international gathering that happened this New Year's. And they had various mesas where they presented these issues, and one of them was specifically in land and territory. But more than anything was they put out the issues that Alejandro already posed, but how they connected with everybody in the world. There was people from Spain, there were people from northern Mexico to Yucatan, everybody showing the same issues, having the same issues with territory and how governments are going there and take what they have gathered in autonomous communities, you know.
And all this has to do with, I mean, we're all very familiar with the, you know, incursion of neoliberal capital into Chiapas, into Mexico in general, and the sort of the globalization of this sort of neoliberal Washington consensus. But what's interesting is what you're saying about how there were people at the Encuentro from all these different countries, and what Alejandro was mentioning earlier about how there were people from seven countries that went down in this international commission. And so what we're seeing is that not only is capital being globalized, but also resistance to neoliberal globalization is being globalized. And so we're getting sort of these convergences of forces on both sides of the border, and or multiple sides of multiple borders, you know, at the same time, that can all participate and do this kind of really important work and to denounce these sort of violations of human rights that are going down.
Yeah, this is part of the struggle against globalization, but the means of resisting globalization are also through the mechanisms of globalization.
The land that Opdik, as they call it, and a few other groups are after is the recuperated land. In other words, that land which was taken in 1994. What the government did when the finqueros, or the cattle ranchers, abandoned their fincas is the government indemnified them and paid them. But the government kept title to that land. They did not give it to the Zapatistas or to any of the other campesino organizations that took land, which means that the recuperated land is now the government's to decide what to do with. The one problem that they face when they try to turn it into an ejido, and as we saw, the reason for that is because they want it to come under the program called Procede, so that they can privatize it and be sold. The problem that they run into is that there has to be a majority vote. And so what Opdik and these other organizations are doing is trying to chip away and chip away and chip away at these recuperated lands so that they can form a majority. Opdik began in approximately 1998 out in the cañadas of the Lacandon jungle, and at first it was known as the MIRA, M-I-R-A, MIRA, for the Anti-Zapatista Revolutionary Indigenous Movement, and it has kind of metamorphized or turned into an incredibly large organization. It's taken over the dormant or dead, semi-dead, Paz y Justicia, which was an enormous paramilitary group that ravaged the northern zone of Chiapas that's in the general region of Palenque. And they've also taken over the MIRA and another group called Los Chinchulines, as well as incorporated criminal groups and gangs into the organization. But more than that, what it's turned into is like an administrator of government benefits, using its pull with local politicians to get goodies or whatever you want to call them, benefits of some sort for these impoverished rural communities. And a lot of people who really don't want the violence and don't want to harass the Zapatistas, take away land, etc., are joining to get the goodies. Paz y Justicia self-destructed. It was also organized that way, and it self-destructed over the very issue of how to divide up the goodies and who got the most and who got what. So it's, I mean, there's certainly some hope that the same thing might happen to Opdik, although we can't count on that. It's really important to support the Zapatistas on this issue. As people have pointed out, it definitely applies here as well. I think in the Mission it's been called gentrification. And that's also what we're calling it in Oakland. And I know there's problems in Berkeley. The whole issue of land and the exploitation of it by capitalism is an enormous problem everywhere in the world. And what we see is how they're using it against the Zapatistas, and we have to support them.
We're going to be covering this a lot more in the next programs. We don't expect that this will go away very fast. We're going to do everything to make sure that we can contribute to stop that.
And it's also really important to be listening to alternative media and checking out the alternative media on the internet, because this is not getting reported in the mainstream media. You can look at our website, which is radiozapatista.org, and there's links there that'll be able to get you to other websites that have information about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we should know that this is also the beginning of an international movement of resistance against these actions.
La vida te lleva por caminos que ni te imaginas.
A couple announcements. The Chiapas Support Committee is having a report on the intensified repression in Mexico. So please stop by March 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Berkeley Fellowship of Unitarian Universality at 1924 Cedar at Bonita, Berkeley. $5 to $10 is requested. We also have a pozolada for the fundraisers of the Cucupa encampment on Sunday, the 18th of March, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Altamar Restaurant. That's 1060 East 12th Street, Oakland, California. Then we have the new college, Cine del Barrio, showing videos every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., March to May, at the Roxy Theater. We want to thank also CGT, General Labor Confederation, for their music.
Vale. Compañeros, well, you've been listening to Radio Zapatista, Chiapas No Se Olvida, who transmits first Friday of the month in Spanish from 9 to 10, and the second Friday of the month from 9 to 9:30. Thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next month.
A veces creo que no pasa nada y algo afecta.